Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
KMOX News Time is 7:52. For the next couple of months, when you go by Creve Coeur Lake and Mallard Lake, you might notice some large boats out there. What is going on? Well, the effort is already underway as the Missouri Department of Conservation, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the U.S. Geological Survey are trying to clear out nearly 50,000 Asian carp from Creve Coeur Lake. We're joined by a Metro Media Specialist with the Missouri Department of Conservation, Dan Zarlenga. And how do they get the Asian carp out of there?
Well, thanks, guys, for having me on. And yes, it's quite a challenge. I mean, as anybody knows who's been on Creve Coeur Lake, whether it's, you know, kayaking, fishing, or stand-up paddleboarding, you've seen the carp jumping around and everything, and there's lots of them in there. But what we're looking at undertaking here in January is kind of an experimental method that's only been done a couple of other times around the country. And it's called the Unified Method. And I know it's a fancy name, but basically what it's going to be doing is fish herding. We're going to be going on the lake and using techniques to kind of herd the fish into smaller and smaller areas of the lake to try to, you know, concentrate them, basically. And one of the techniques is, I think, through like a sonic type means, because we believe that fish may respond to certain frequencies like boat motors. And so if we can replicate those frequencies, that might help drive them into a certain area. But so the idea is to drive them more and more to a concentrated area. And then once they're in, and then exclude them from the rest of the lake with nets, kind of like corralling them, basically. And then once we get them into that concentrated area, we'll be able to extract them and then sort them out and remove them from the lake.
Yeah, as you mentioned, jumping around, people have probably seen video of it, and there are seem to be a ton. They're big, and they're dangerous if one of them smacks you in the face if you're riding around. How did that many carp get into Creve Coeur Lake in the first place?
Well, unfortunately, you know, the Asian carp are pretty prevalent in our rivers, like the Missouri and Mississippi rivers. And so during flooding events of the past, you know, few years, the waters from the river basically mix into Creve Coeur Lake as the you know, flood occurs. And that was a gateway for the Asian carp to get into Creve Coeur Lake. So it's primarily through flooding events.
You know, with the weather, sometimes really nice, you're going to get some visitors to the lake. But that also means that you'll be very active in clearing out the Asian carp. So just remind folks of what to watch for, postings and signs that they need to keep distance.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be doing this process over about 2 weeks, and our projected dates of doing it are January 21st through February 17th. Now, that may be affected by weather, but that's our initial window. And so during that time, there will be some restrictions because we'll have as, you know, many as a dozen boats and 50 staff on the lake doing, you know, pretty intensive operations. So the area around Sailboat Cove may be restricted, and the lake in that area may be restricted, and also the trails in that area may be closed as well. So visitors need to be aware that there may be some restrictions during this two-week period.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. We'll be right back.